Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
One time for Payday LA. They just recently celebrated a year anniversary. If you didn't know, it's a showcase that happens in Los Angeles. I host that thing. Shouts to El Prez. And shouts out to everybody that comes out. One thing that I always noticed that every show that I host, right, there's always a handful of names of like people I just don't know. Like there's some familiar names and people I don't know, but every single time it never fails, there's somebody that always that I always look at afterwards, like, yo, that's a standout individual type thing, man. And every single time it just never fails. So shouts out to everybody that hits the stage every single month. It's getting bigger and better. So for the folks that come out there and support it, whether you a performer or somebody just comes in, just pulls up and supports. His dude named Xavier. I think he's from the IE. Got my attention this last time, man.
All dudes named Xavier from the IE. Everybody named Xavier from the IE.
Nigga, name three. You know.
No, I'm saying anybody that's named Xavier
is from the IE.
Is from the IE.
So shout out to him, man. It's always good times, man. Always get a chance to, you know, kind of keep my ear to the streets as far as who's bubbling, who's out there, who's just getting started. So I just like the fact that it provides that platform of people that are getting started and people that I haven't seen in a while that are still kind of doing their thing. So much love to Payday LA and everything over there. So if you want to follow to try to get on the shows at Payday_LA, keep up with all things Payday LA, man. DJ Head, man, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, listen.
Why do I feel like every single week? All right, so full disclosure, me and Head don't get a chance to talk as much because it's just a lot going on.
There's too much shit going on.
But every time we record, I feel like either after the fact, we always do like a little catch-up session, but we don't get a chance to really talk before. We just kind of hammer it all out throughout the show. And every single time, you like, nigga, it's some shit. It's always something. So,
it's some shit going on.
What's the latest with DJ? What's going on, DJ Head?
First and foremost, I want to shout out to everybody that does podcasts and stuff like that, because few people like hit me up and be like, oh, you know, y'all inspire me to like keep doing my podcast and like all that kind of shit. So, and the podcasting space is relatively new to the urban community. Mm-hmm. It's always been a thing for white people because they could afford podcasts.
Yeah.
But not for us. Right. So like, I was just on Don't At Me.
KFI.
The KFI podcast.
Shout out to December.
Shout out to December, who work here at iHeart with us. And
I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the other host, but there's two other hosts.
Yeah, well, I just followed the other one. She cute.
The white girl.
Oh, no, not her.
Damn.
Not that the white people ain't cute.
Shots fired.
Not that white people ain't cute.
And the other homie, I forgot
her
name too,
is,
man.
Her name is Aisha Deal.
I definitely didn't.
I think that's her name.
So there's two other, I haven't kept up with it like that. So it's two other hosts. I know the dude. I've seen the dude here in the hallways, man. My bad. His name is slipping my fucking brain right
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's three hosts all together.
I think so.
Okay. Anyway.
I just walked in. I just went up there because December was like, hey, we want to have you on our podcast. So I pulled up.
Shout out to him.
Talk this real shit.
And you gave him your theory about people having babies and
yeah,
they should have
like there's no there's
certification.
No. Yeah. So I hit up. Anyway, that's a private conversation. But yeah, so anyway, I've had a lot of dialogue about my thoughts and opinions and whatever. But what did come out though is that, you know, some of the other people from, you know, that do conservative radio do want to have me on their show.
That's dope.
So I was like, okay, I'm fucking with this. I like having conversation and discourse with white people.
Specifically with white people. Why is that?
They just have a different perspective on life. Like,
so what if somebody just has a different perspective on life and they're not white?
Specifically white people, because they can't necessarily relate to the cultural nuances of being black.
So somebody that
for
can't
instance,
relate.
Clarence Barnes.
Right, right.
Shout out to Clarence, who listens to us all the time, who just walked by and he gonna hear this and be like, oh, I remember when I walked by.
Yeah, yeah. Little note in the podcast.
And then what else? Oh, I do want to shout. I ain't gonna put her out there by name.
Why not?
Because I'm not gonna do that. But shout out to this girl, right? So this girl.
Wait, let me just say this. Full disclosure. All right, I get it. But if you have conversations with people, especially myself and DJ Head, just know it may get brought up on the podcast.
I tell everybody in my life. My life is content.
So that's what I'm saying. Like that, there should be no like, hey, I'm not going to say this person's name, because they should know if they hit you up, whether it's a private conversation or not. Full disclosure, if it's a good topic, motherfuckers are going to talk about it. We getting this content.
Shout out to Yeah.
You ain't gonna say her name.
No, I'm not gonna say her name. Okay. But no, but on,
I'm just saying full disclosure.
But full disclosure, I will say this, that my life is content. And at some point, if exactly. we have a discussion and it's not like some super personal shit, it may or not, may not become a topic of discussion or content like, because my life is content at this point.
I feel like podcasting now is like the early days of reality television. Right. Where it was like, you just never know what the hell you're going to see. And it was so Wild Wild West, where it was like, you didn't really have to script shit. Now, reality TV is super scripted, so it is what it is. But I feel like podcasting now gives you that opportunity to talk about real life stuff. Yes, you can keep on topics. Like, we have a little grid, and shout out to Lupe. We got a grid, and we got things that we want to keep up on. But I feel like the most interesting and entertaining conversations are the stuff that we talk about that happens in our real lives.
In real life.
Because people can relate to that.
Hell yeah. So, speaking of which.
Exactly. So, let's get into the story.
So, what happened was, this girl, like, I always thought she was cute and whatnot, right? So, like, this is years, right? Uh-huh. So, like, it was always like some mild like flirtation going on or whatever. It's like old shit, right? So she been posting pictures on her Instagram.
Okay.
Like pictures.
Like very suggestive.
Like pictures.
Like is it like nude-esque or is it just positions? Oh, okay. That's what we look at. Oh.
so look. So
I don't follow her, but I know I know exactly. Okay. Yeah. And I don't follow her for one of those reasons. I'm not doing that to myself. Nope.
So trip this. So I
wow.
So I see a picture and I'm like, okay.
Can
cool.
I describe what she's doing in the picture?
Yeah. Or is that okay? Yeah, yeah. What's she doing in the picture?
She is sitting poolside and she has her exterior out. Right. And it's like, it's not even one of those, hey, this is a candid, I'm sitting by the pool. It's like, hey, look, I'm going to arch my back so you can see what I got going on.
What the fuck is going on?
With some shades on.
Okay. So long story short, right. I see one picture. Like last week, I see a picture.
Okay.
Cool. Whatever. Double tap. Right. See another picture. Double tap. Right. Cool. Fuck it.
Support the movement.
You know what I'm saying? For the culture. I give a like sign for the culture. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then, yesterday she posted a picture, right?
So at this time, we're like 4 or 5 deep.
We 4 or 5 in.
Now, is this her normal behavior?
Not that I know of over the years, no.
Okay.
This is some new shit.
Okay.
So I hit her.
Like, yeah.
I hit her with the picture, right? I said, okay, you have my attention.
You got me. You got me.
All right.
What now? What do we do from here?
Literally, what I say after that. You got my attention.
What now?
What now? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you cute. Now what?
Where does this go from
now here? What? You know what I'm saying?
So what happens from there?
So then she hit me back. She says, shut up, head. I shouldn't have to post these pictures to get your attention. I'm dating someone now, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we playing that game.
All right. I mean, I wasn't even going to go there. All
right, but for sure.
So this is what I said. Facts.
Here we go.
Congrats. Let me know how that work out for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be back.
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm just saying.
I didn't say that. Yeah, what I will say, though,
you're not fucking with that. Huh?
I know. I'm just saying, you know. Let me know how that go.
All right, for sure.
Let me know how that go.
That's when you hit it with the blue face. Yeah, all right.
I don't know. It's just interesting.
Your response, what prompted your response to let me know how that go? Like, what was the real meaning behind that for you?
What, between?
Let me know how that go. Like, because I know.
Oh, you, okay. Usually a double. Yeah. Yeah. So what I meant by that, let me know how that goes, is let me know how that work out for you.
The relationship. Do you expect her to really hit you back and say, hey, things
are going great? Yeah, I want
to
know.
Or do you expect to kind of see it on the
timeline? I want to know how your relationship goes with you posting photos like that.
Is it a relationship or is it she talking to somebody?
She dating someone.
Okay.
But I want to know how the relationship pans out.
Do you know if it's exclusive or not?
I don't ask you no more questions.
I'm going to ask you one more thing. The last thing. On her timeline, is the gentleman that she's speaking with, can you tell by her page that she's dating somebody?
You don't know, say.
Okay. All right. So let me know how it goes.
Let me know how it goes.
For sure.
I just thought it was interesting.
So, okay, you bringing that up because?
Well, going back into the conversation I was having at the Don't At Me podcast, it was just about, like, nuance and the differences between the way male and females operate. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we had this conversation, too. Like, I'm on a, I'm on a, I'm on a mad dash for success.
Yeah.
So, and you know me, like, I'll put off
anything
right, because right. I'm trying to get to it. And so it's interesting to me to see how different people respond with, like, chasing careers and, like, doing different things, but also trying to be focused at the same time, which is the conversation me and you had.
Right, right.
And I just be like, let me know how that work out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested because I don't know what it's like to put a woman before my career.
Gotcha. So you really coming from a point of, like, I'm fascinated.
I'm trying to do some research.
Gotcha. Now, are you trying to do research to see how you can implement that in your life, or you just want to see how somebody else is like?
Both.
Mm.
Both. I don't see, like, you know me, I don't see myself putting another human ahead of the goals that I have because I know my goals benefit other humans.
Got you. Because the intent is to help other people anyway.
Right.
So having somebody else, isn't that in a sense kind of putting somebody else ahead of you?
Yeah, but not for intimate reasons.
Got you. Okay. So specifically for intimate reasons. All right. Well, let me know how that goes.
Let me know how that work out.
Keep us posted on that. So shouts out to you. Young lady, you got his attention. And that's what happened.
Now what?
A lot of...
Hold on. We do got to talk about this, too. And I don't want to get too far into it either. But Jesse, right?
That's what I was going to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. So Jesse got all his charges dropped and dismissed and shit like that. I had a little bit of knowledge.
About what?
About this situation. I had a little bit of knowledge about
what really happened, or
I don't know what happened. What I do know is that the people that I trust, like I trust you mm-hmm. to not lie to me,
right,
told me that what happened to Jesse Smollett is real.
Meaning the original story?
His story. Jesse's story is authentic. And once it became a race thing, once it became a MAGA thing, some Trump shit,
things
the world came down on him. That's all I'm going to say about it, because this shit real deep and I'm not trying to die. But no, I'm telling you.
No, okay, so let me ask you this. And this is kind of, I mean, it is what it is. But here's the issue that I had with this whole situation. True or not true, right? I just didn't like, and I think a lot of people feel the same way. I didn't like how he handled getting on stage and saying he was a gay Tupac. Like, there was other analogies that you could have used. Like,
I mean,
I'm okay with, hey, I fought back. Period.
People go with Pac because it's salacious.
I don't care.
They always want to go with the Pac shit because the Pac shit is...
We're 20 years removed from that. You can find another story.
I feel you.
So, like, that's where he got me. I'm just like, eh. Now... Who knows what really happened? Apparently, your source does know, and you know we're not gonna get too deep into it because it goes layers and layers.
This shit is crazy.
But
they did drop all charges. He wasn't found innocent, and he wasn't found guilty. The charges were dropped.
Right, right, right. Which means
they can revisit the case.
Do you think at this point there's shit?
So because this how like you're familiar with Double Jeopardy?
Yep.
Okay, so when you get charged with a crime and you get off, like OJ.
You can't bring it back up.
You cannot be charged for the same crime right. in the United States. Right. That's why OJ can go around talking about, if I did do it.
Right, 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 right. But I mean, that they can, it can be a civil case versus,
yes,
I forgot what the other
criminal.
Case, versus criminal. So you're saying you...
When the charges get dropped, that's a trick that they use here in L.A. Because I noticed even like Glasses and a couple of like homies I know that was in the streets, mm-hmm. like the DA, the district attorney, will drop the charges before they, if they don't have enough evidence.
We're not going to get into it because we don't want the slight chance of you actually getting found not guilty, because we can't bring these things back up.
Exactly. So we'll drop the case, yeah. and then when we find some more shit,
we're going to bring it right back.
Damn.
So he's not really in the clear.
In the theory, yeah. I mean, in the court of public opinion.
Do you think, just from the conversation that you have with, we're going to call it the source, mm-hmm. First, let me ask you this, and then you can answer or not answer. Is the source close to Jesse Smollett?
Yes.
Okay. How close?
Close.
Like, hey, like me and you close?
Yeah.
Okay, goddamn. So, with this being said, do you think, or does the source think, that it will be brought up
No.
In the future.
Mm-mm.
They just
as long as everybody go to their neutral corner.
So it's like, hey, we don't need you to say you on stage.
As long as everybody go they separate
so
ways.
So we're not gonna hear no more from Jesse after this.
As long as everybody go they separate ways, we should be all right.
But technically he came out and made a comment.
I know, but I'm talking about, you know, playing with them people.
Okay.
Like,
hey man,
that shit different when you play with them people.
Yeah, that's and I'm all for the bullshit. I'm conspiracy theory out.
Yeah. This shit deep.
I don't play with that.
This shit deep.
On a lighter note, on a very, very lighter note, welcome back to our Spotify listeners. We back at it with y'all. We appreciate you guys tapping back in with us. We had like an 8-month hiatus.
Yeah, we back on Spotify, man, like Joe Budden.
It took some time.
New homegrown. New homegrown.
Hey, why? I just noticed that every because there's about to be another episode that's gonna go viral with the Joe Budden podcast. I noticed everyone that goes viral, it has him yelling.
Well, cause Joe be yelling.
Nah, he yells, but not when he extremely yells. It just takes off for a whole different reason.
Hey, man, listen. I think Joe Budden is an interesting character.
He's great at what he does.
He's amazing at what he does. He's
great at what he does.
He's very cerebral. He's very tactical. I think he was meant to do this.
Absolutely.
I mean, because
he was doing this for years. He was doing this when it wasn't the thing to do.
I mean, let the record reflect. I have never been a fan of mood music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I've just never been a fan of it. I think I can recognize the talent.
Of course.
I just never been a fan of it. It's like R&B to me.
Right.
Like, I'm not an R&B fan, yeah. Even though I can recognize that's some good R&B.
Right. So, nah, yeah, he's excellent.
I look at Joe Budden's albums like a LMA album. Like, I respect it. I think it's amazing. I just not listen to it like that.
I think I feel like he's a really good person to have in this space, in terms of media, because he's seasoned enough to have seen all the things as an artist,
mm-hmm.
And understand being signed to, you know, obviously multiple majors. Being in a group, he's had everything in terms of like what an artist goes through, the hit record.
Yeah.
He's had the group. He's had being signed to a major. He's had the beefs. He even got beat up on camera. He even got beat up off camera. Well, I don't know about off camera. He's had fights off camera.
He chased them white boys down.
Exactly.
And that dirty ass wife beater.
He's had viral moments before that was really a thing. And he's done the live streaming. He was doing podcasting before it was really popular, mm-hmm. and he can speak on these matters, and he's real passionate about that. But I just noticed that every time he gets, I guess you can say, emotional or in his feelings or whatever the case may be, it's something that gets your attention, and I find that real fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I think the last moment that I can say was on my radar in terms of like it going super viral was when he had Chance the Rapper on. That was the last one that went super, super viral, because they were talking about, anyway, they typically don't have guests, and they had a guest and they was all yelling back and forth. Anyway.
Shout out to Chance.
Yes. Shout out to
he just got married.
Yeah, man. He's, what do you think about that?
You know what's interesting is what I think about Chance?
Chance getting married.
I think it's dope. I mean, he loves that woman.
Yeah.
Like, I've been able to spend some time with him in the last
really
couple of months. Yeah. And
how so? No plan.
I mean, shit.
You about to find out.
That'll soon come.
That's neither here nor there.
That soon come. But I was able to spend some time with him, and he was like, yo, I'm about to get married. You know, like, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm about to do a honeymoon. He was excited.
Yeah.
And this was cameras off. Like, right. He's excited. Like, man, we finna do this. Like, and so I think it's dope. Shout out to Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, man, I think we need to see that. You don't see that narrative in hip hop. And I think that story needs to get told. Similar to how when Jay-Z was kind of getting older and that was the thing, it's like putting on the button up and getting married and having the relationship, having a family and having it more of like, and not to say that other rappers don't do it, but just having it be the cool thing to do. It's like you got rap. Obviously, we know there's a single rapper that spends his money in the club, you know, makes it rain and busting down all kind of girls. You have those rappers, but then there's also the side of people. Like, you don't really hear, like, for example, Ice Cube, been married damn near his whole career.
E-40.
And it's not something that's pushed like that. It's not something that's in the front of the cameras. And that could be a choice from them. They probably don't want that part of their lifestyle displayed. But I like the fact that there's an option for entertainers, specifically rappers, that actually are doing that now.
I like the narrative too, because I remember specifically being on tour with E-40. Mm-hmm. Like we was doing like, we did like 50 dates or right. some crazy right. shit. And or 45 dates in 50 days or something. It was something crazy like that. And E-40 would fly his wife out.
Every show?
Not every show.
She would be out
but
there.
But she would like, be out there with us, like on the road, on the bus, like hitting the venues, like backstage, green room, like before the show, he take his wife to we go eat yeah. as a unit. Dope. After the show, he with his wife. He not with hanging out, like he not, and it was just like seeing that front row.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy to me because it was like you used to the other shit.
Right.
Seeing like it's a chicks on the bus and this and that is crazy yeah. and this and then having that dynamic of seeing somebody like that I actually look up to E-40 is like damn like he really like love his wife
right
on some other shit.
Do you think that social media plays a huge role into it? Because it's like now you have to kind of be transparent with everything that you do. If this was 1995 and Chance the Rapper got married, do you think he would announce it or put it on display like that? Because I think that's what we're also dealing with, like the you know, technology wasn't the same. So it wasn't yeah. like something you would put out there and really show people that, hey, I'm getting married, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm yeah. not going to make a song about it. Because yeah. Chance the Rapper, I don't think he's made a song about the situation. I'm sure he's mentioned her or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think that plays a role into it, social media. Everything has to be transparent at this point.
Do you feel like, okay, let me ask you this then. You're obviously okay with your wife being on social media. Mm-hmm. What if she was taking the bikini pictures and shit like that?
I don't know because on one end I'm secure enough to know that, hey, whatever it is, it's us, right? So if she wanted to flaunt it, I think I would be comfortable enough to say, all right, but I haven't dealt with that, so I don't know. I can tell you right now that I'll be comfortable with it, but if like the same way you were describing, old girl, if I'm like, damn, okay, shit, like this whole time you ain't been posting, now you. Okay, picture after picture after picture. And with social media, you see who liking it. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, DJ Head? Like, wait, hold on.
I don't like your pictures, your wife's pictures now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
I don't like her shit now. If, it could be if, your son.
And if I notice.
Not liking that shit.
I don't give if I notice that there's a pattern of like, damn, the homies like, damn, I don't know how I would feel. I can say now I'd be comfortable. I can say that I'm secure enough in our relationship to not trip. But if I was met with that, I don't know. I would have to actually be in the situation.
Okay. So that's enough. That brings me to the next point. Okay. I know how you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I unfollow motherfuckers. Like, if I didn't know Tasha mm-hmm. the way I know Tasha,
right.
I'd have been unfollowed.
Of course.
I don't follow the homies' girls, mm-hmm. their wives. I don't like none of that shit. I don't want to be involved. I don't like their the pictures. Playground.
Right, right, right.
And I actually got called out this girl, a friend of mine,
uh-huh.
whom I used to frequent.
Okay.
This girl who I used to frequent all the time on a regular basis since I lived in Carson. I known
Damn.
Her 10 years, easy.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we went our separate ways. We still cool. We still friends. She got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She called me out because I don't follow her on social media no more. Yeah. But she started posting, like, she posting Can't this dude, that. Her dude, like, on a regular basis. Like, they in love and yeah. shit. I unfollowed her.
Yeah.
She hit me. She called me out, like, why you unfollow me? I'm like, you in a whole-ass relationship. Like, I don't want to follow you. I don't want to see that shit. Two.
But that's not, the dude that she's with is not the homie, right?
I don't know him.
So why does that matter? If you guys.
I don't want to be looking at you and gawking at you and liking your pictures. I don't even want to be gawking, like, because she, you know, she's an attractive.
So that would mean that every female friend that you have that's in a relationship, you can't follow.
No, that means that everyone that I've dealt with in an intimate way, I'm not fucking with like that.
But okay, so how do you turn off your homegirl that has a boyfriend? Because you still don't want to gawk either way, right?
It's
you
different.
Don't want to entertain.
It's different. I've seen her naked.
Gotcha.
I know what it do.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what it do.
You don't want to revisit that.
Hell no.
You probably do. But
I remember everything.
Right.
I remember all of that shit. That. So
you're saying you don't want to even be tempted to go back?
Anyway. I don't want to see you.
Okay.
Because you in a relationship, and I know how that shit go.
And you can say that for the homegirl that you have that's in a relationship, you wouldn't respect their relationship. Oh, you?
No, I don't fuck with dudes' girls. Mm-hmm. That's what I try. I do my best.
Dab, deep, dab, dip.
And you know me. Right. You've seen the links I've gone to get out of situations.
Yeah.
I try my best. Women are very persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And some women, bruh, like, I'm going through that right now. It's like, somebody.
How I get in here? That's crazy.
Bro, I'll fuck around and look up.
Like, how the hell?
And be like, how did I end up over here in North Hollywood? You know what I'm saying?
And this is, okay. Okay, because I don't want to, okay. So, point being, you're able to shut it off with you're able to shut off the homegirl who has a boyfriend versus not having the gawking and all that shit. Because my thing is, if they're both posting the same kind of pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
The homegirl who has a boyfriend that's posting all these kind of pictures, what makes you say, oh, I can continue to follow her?
Because I'm not looking at her like that.
But you're a man.
It's actually a good thing if I unfollow you. If I unfollow you and you a girl, like a friend of mine or whatever, that we no longer do engage or nothing, or you moved on, I moved on.
I get that.
And I unfollow you, that's a good thing.
I get that.
Because that means that I don't even want to be involved. I don't want to even be tempted to even DM. I don't want none of that shit. Like, now that I know the one we just talked about, now that I know she's got a boyfriend, I won't hit her. I won't even like her pictures no more.
Got it. You want to be, okay, you want to be entertaining.
I don't want to be entertaining that shit, because when you play with fire, you get burnt.
So how are you able to do it with, I guess I got my answer. Never mind. I got the answer. It's the fact that you don't entertain women who are in relationships.
No.
And especially if it's a homegirl, it's a little more respect factor that's there. But if it's somebody that you've dealt with before, cut it off completely. With the homegirl, I guess my point with my
I'm not on her like that.
Exactly. You're not on her like that.
I'm not on her like that. Mm-hmm. These two women, I know what they do.
Got you. Okay. Okay.
I know the business. I know what's popping. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because you know, for instance, motherfuckers like Six Flags. Right?
Where's this going?
Motherfuckers like Six Flags. Okay. So you be at Six Flags, right? Say you haven't been to Six Flags in 5 years.
Okay.
On your way to Six Flags, you like, man, I can't wait to ride that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I remember Colossus like,
man, I can't wait to get on that motherfucker again. It's been 5 years since I rode that motherfucker. That's how I be. So fuck that. I'm not going to Six Flags.
You double backing.
I'm not trying to go back to Six Flags. If I know, that's like people who like Kev stupid ass, right? He be up here on this diet. I'm on keto. Yeah. I'm losing weight. I'm a bad bitch. I'm like, bro. Because people always press me. They be wondering like, oh, why you don't diet and why you don't eat better and why? Because I know I'm not gonna stick to it. So I'm not finna play myself like all you weirdos who be like, I'm gonna go on a diet, and then you break your diet. You eating pizza on Friday? Oh, I got a cheat day. Or no, that shit's whack.
Right.
Be honest with yourself. You know what? I'm not ready to diet. Just be honest with yourself.
But what if that's just starting the process? What if they're not ready, but it's that doing the keto or doing, you know, starting a diet at least gets them a little bit of discipline.
That's like you when you quit drinking.
Right.
It's like, well, I'm only gonna drink on the weekend. Right, so you plan yourself.
Gotcha. But I had honestly I just had a conversation with somebody else. Shout out to the homie Grimm. I was talking to him about that. I had to go through that multiple times to know that wasn't the lick. If I didn't do it, if I didn't stop drinking, go back, stop drinking, go back harder, stop drinking, go back even harder, I wouldn't have known to say, okay, I need to cut this off cold turkey.
Yeah.
So some people really like, even same thing for me. My next thing is the gym. Like, I've been on it, off it, on it, off it. The last stretch I had was the longest I've done. I did like 3 or 4 months straight. And now I'm off of it again. So it's like, okay, when I go back on, or when I figure out my regimen, my discipline, I'll know, all right, this works. For me, when it was drinking, I knew after a while, I was like, y'all can't play with this shit no more. I have to not do it. I can't just dibble and dabble. So right now the workout is the same way. It's like, all right, I got to figure out what my routine is for that.
So I think I agree with you. And I think that's what it is with the women too. It'd be like, I'm not even finna play.
Got you.
I'm not even finna entertain it. I'm not finna be DMing you. We not finna be texting. None of that.
You want to ride that ride?
Hell no. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Would you rather go to Knott's Berry Farm? Is that
I'm going to go wherever the fuck else where they got some more shit to ride other than you.
Other than Six Flags.
Because I'm not finna play with it. But I guess you're right, because people got different methods of doing, of scaling back or changing shit. Like, I guess everybody not like just cold turkey, yes, like me.
We were talking about that too on a separate note. Like, even me figuring out like my discipline just in general. The two things that I feel like I've been disciplined the most about in my life was my very, very first run at radio and not drinking. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things I was like, look, I don't give a fuck what happens or what's going on. This is my mission, right? And in the process, now there's other things that I want to apply that same discipline with. And it's like, damn, how come it's the drive isn't kicked on like that? Mm-hmm. And that's where the mental games and the questions come in. It's like, okay, how can I make that shit happen? So I guess the whole point is it's literally trial and error to figure out what your drive is or what that thing is that's going to turn on. But for you, you're saying, I ain't even messing with it.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, somebody that you've dealt with in the past.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not. I can't.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
All right, man. You know who couldn't do it, man? The Lakers couldn't pull it off. The Lakers couldn't get into the playoffs. And we're not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I honestly did expect, with LeBron being on the team, that we would get there and probably get knocked off in the first or second round.
Damn.
I mean, I expected to get there because I know that every team, once you put the team together, you have to gel. You have to put everybody together. It has to
mesh. I mean, it's the first year, though.
It's the first year. So, I expected them to get to the playoffs, but just get knocked off.
It's the first year. I think that Anthony Davis trade shit really fucked up a lot of team chemistry.
Yeah.
Because it's
that
like,
was kind of low-key like when Chris Paul was supposed to come to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And they pulled the plug on that last. It was like, nigga, we almost had it.
I think. Well, it just in the locker room in general, just because it's like, bro, like you finna sell us all down the river.
Oh, you're right. For
this one dude,
and
it's
now
like
the trade didn't go through, and it's like you stuck with us now,
right?
So it's like, hey, nigga, we don't trust you. How do you say that to the most dominant player in the NBA?
I think LeBron kind of know what it is. I mean, at this point, though, let's be honest. Let's keep it all the way real. LeBron's on his decline, mm-hmm, as far as being that guy, mm-hmm, in the league. Now we're looking at younger dudes. It's different people coming up. But you got to think about it like this. LeBron's always signed – not always, but after he left Cleveland, LeBron was signed like a 3-year deal. Then he was signed a 1-year and 1-year. Like he did a 1-year deal at right. Cleveland, right, when he went back to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. For him to sign a 4-year deal in L.A., I think people kind of know what it is. It's like, all right, this is last hoorah type shit.
The last run.
Yeah. What else? He got his rings. Mm-hmm. He's won MVP. He's like, he got his money.
Definitely.
That he got paid to come to LA, where does he want to be anyway? Because his son is going to the schools and shit. And then also he's doing hella. He's executive producing TV shows, movies. Right. He got all kind of business ventures. And they're paying him to be here.
There's one last thing that LeBron has to prove.
What?
Is that he can do it out here. And the reason why I say that, because I'm not much of a sports dude like that. But one thing that I have paid attention to over the years is how dominant LeBron was. Like, that was one of the things that when it came to comparing him to Kobe, I'm like, yo, Kobe's the greatest to me, right? It's Jordan, Kobe, LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But I recognize that while Kobe was in it, I was like, yo, LeBron is that next nigga. Like, and there's just no denying that, right? But where he played on the East, there was no real competition for him.
Yeah, it's competition out here.
It's competition out here. So I think for him to solidify his position as one of the greatest, I mean, he's up there, but I think that's one thing for him he has to. It's like Kobe getting the ring after Shaq left. It's like I think he has something to prove getting the championship with the Lakers. And I think that can be the driving force and the motivation now. And I don't think he thought it was going to be as difficult as it was.
No. And I mean, in all fairness, LeBron went and won in Cleveland.
That is true.
That's crazy.
That is true. But he was also dominating
Cleveland
for years.
Cleveland is just
he was
not
already
winners.
Used to the East Coast run. He knew who he had to get by. And used to playing that side, like he knew what he had to do to get on that side. Over here, he didn't have the same competition.
Yeah, you got Houston, you got Golden State. It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. San Antonio. It was a lot. And he bypassed all that. So it's like, yeah, I can get to the play. I can, and not to downplay his talent at all. He definitely deserved a lot that he got, but he didn't meet a lot of the competition early on. So I think for him, that's his new, I got to prove this shit.
Maybe. I don't know. I would like to talk to him and see how he feel, but I don't know. I don't think that at all. I think that at this point, it's like, man, I can go get a bag over here. I can get maxed out. I could be in L.A. My sons could go to school out here.
Right.
Like, L.A.'s popping. I could do all my other business here. I think that's kind of like what it is. I did this lifetime deal with Nike for an undisclosed amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. So shout out to LeBron James, man. I definitely think he needs to get one just out here. That's it. After that, you good.
Good. Be right done. Off just in the sun.
Exactly. Did you see the post of Dr. Dre?
I did. So shout out to petty ass Andre Young. You know what I'm saying?
Right after, and I don't think we even talked about it on the podcast because we didn't really dive into the whole subject of, you know, the celebrities and people with money paying to get their kids into schools and bypassing the whole stuff and the whole hoopla about that the week prior. And here we are, you know, a few days later, Dr. Dre posts that his daughter got into USC on her own. And he said something like, no jail time. Immediately, what was your first thoughts when you saw it?
I think I was like, shout out to Dr. Dre being petty.
Why do you think he was?
Because he's like, yeah, motherfucker. Like, I just, because he, obviously that's a shot at the other motherfuckers that was like paying to get their people in school and shit like that. And so I was like, I like petty Dre.
All right. So here's my thought process. What happened? I seen it. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. And I didn't even pay attention to his caption. I just looked at it. I'm like, oh, that's, first of all, I said, oh, that's dope. Then I'm like, wait a minute. And this is what a lot of people said later on when I read the comments. I was like, damn. Because when we talked about it a year ago or something, well, I forgot how long ago, didn't Dre and Jimmy Iovine donate a whole wing or a building to USC?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
So that's with the backlash, and now he took the post down.
Oh,
it's good. So it's like, God damn it, Dre. Why? Why of all, and granted, you're a father, you happy for your daughter, and I'm not saying that that's the case, but it just looks super suspect and fishy.
No jail time.
No jail time. Don't even bring it up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Hey, man, go and do your shit. Handle your business. You can post it. Look, you can post it. I ain't reposting it. I'm not repeating that. I'm sorry, RPing that.
I think, yeah.
So that for me, I was like, oh, shit. And you
it was like
comment,
it was like $70 million or something like
that. $70 million, bro. A whole ass
wing. Hey, man, listen.
Wing.
You give me $70 million.
Go through a Google real quick and look at what the name is. Just type in USC, Dr. Dre, donation.
USC, Dr. Dre, donation. What am I looking at?
See what the name of the building is.
Okay.
Or what they actually named it. What is it that they donated, and what was the name?
USC Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for Arts, Technology, and Business Innovation.
Nigga, they got a whole building named after Dr. Dre. And your daughter get in. So it's like, bruh. This reminds me of like when OJ got off.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx has a famous line in I Might Need Security. Nigga, just sit down. Just sit down. Just don't. Just stop. Just, nigga. Now, if this came out a week prior, hey, flex. Do what you got to do. Boom, boom, boom. But amongst all the allegations and, you know, old girl from Full House getting ran through the ringer for paying for her daughter and other celebrities.
Yeah.
Nigga, why?
Sit down.
Why?
As
a parent, I get it. It's like, yo, you proud? But it's like, ooh, let me sit this
I'm gonna keep it a real. I'm gonna keep it a bug with you, and everybody knows I'm not for sale. You can be $70 million. You can send anybody you want to my school. Everybody can come.
Come on, you,
your daughter,
you,
your cousin, them.
But that's the point. Now, if he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if he knows for a fact, and I think that's what it really did, really is. He's like,
it was no bullshit.
It was no bullshit. And I think that's what the post is about. It's like, no jail time. I'm like, no, yeah, we donated that. And that was a gracious donation. That's amazing because that's really going to help the city out. That's going to help those kids out. That's dope. You know, and I think ultimately, no foul play is going on, but it just don't look right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sus. It's very interesting.
It don't look right.
It's very interesting, Chuck. It's very, as they would say, peculiar.
Right. That's no different than, you know, with homegrown, right? Right? We play certain songs, and that's just like, there's a big ring bus. Let's just say there's a big ass bus that there's payola going on at a station. And all of a sudden, our show, we start playing just whatever the fuck we want to play. People gonna look like, hey,
that shit kind of
fishy. Y'all was playing this last week, and then now, it just looks weird. So,
speaking of which, I do want to shout out to all the artists that responded to what I said on the other podcast about getting y'all shit together. Like, it was really like positive. It was really well received, and I'm happy for that. Like,
about
getting
DJ packs
together, making sure they had their shit labeled correctly, make sure you get your shit mixed.
Yeah, very important.
Like, just certain things that you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that we used to talk about all the time when we were doing homegrown shit at our studio, but it's just little things like that, just getting your shit together. Ain't nobody coming at sideways.
Right. Shout out to Airplane James. He just dropped a video and the song for Fuck With You.
I said I'm not mad at Airplane James song. Man. Shout out to Airplane James.
Amazing.
Also got to talk to shout out to Big U. I talked to Big, and if you know who Big U is, do your research.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's good. He's in good spirits because OSBS is kind of popping right now. Yeah. Like, they doing their thing. Their record is kind of moving around. And I don't know if they announced this yet or not, but they going on tour.
That's dope.
They got a tour with a popping ass artist that they going out with. And I talked to Big U last night on the phone, and it was dope to hear him like happy and jovial, and like he was just
been through a lot too, man.
He been through a lot, and I like the fact that. I'm going to keep it real with you. When I talked to Big U on the phone last night, it made me happy because he was, not only was he genuinely happy, but he was like, man, hey, because I'm doing a show for them. I'm a DJ, an event for them. And he was like, hey, nephew, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to take care of you. I got this bread. I'm going to take care of you right now. And I'm like, bro, I'm not even tripping like that. Right. Like,
you got that.
I'm not even sure. Y'all from LA, like, it's, you can give it to me the night of the event. He's like, well, I just like to pay. I'm a stand-up. I'm a hustler. Like, I like to pay my shit up front. Right. And I'm like, I said, I understand that. I'm not even on you like that. Right. I'm not tripping about no. I respect the fuck, because this is Big U we talking about.
Of course.
I respected the fuck out of the fact that he was trying to catch up to me to pay me for a show that I'm going to do for him.
Yeah.
And the show ain't for a while. Right. And I was just like, bro, I'm not even tripping. Take care of me the night of. Like, I don't need no deposit from you. I know what it, you know, like, we know what it is.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, nephew. He's like, man, I'm going to go take care of some other shit. Then he's like, I love you for that. That's crazy. And I'm like, bro, it's not crazy. What's crazy is the expectation that we have now that it's like, I like changing the narrative.
Yeah.
I like changing the thought process. Like, oh, he not tripping. Like, right. Or,
it's,
man,
not shiesty. It's not no bit. Yeah.
And I love the fact that people have this negative stereotype that we break in. Like, people, obviously people know who Big U is.
Right.
They got this automatic thought process about what he doing or what he own or what. And it's never been that.
Mm.
Big U, Wacko, Carver T. It's a few of them. Like, and it, Top.
Yeah.
It's never been no bullshit with none of them. And I respect the fuck out of that, because it's like, they always show me respect. They show me love.
Yeah.
And we have real conversation. And I be honest with them. And I think that's what people don't understand. It's like, when you're dealing with a certain caliber of individual, it's like, bro, all you have to do is be a man of your word. Stand on what you mean what you say what you mean, and don't be on no bullshit, and everything will be cool.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say that, like, I really respect Big U, like, because... like, that conversation meant a lot to me.
Yeah, man. And I think that's a good sign of what's to come for LA and what's to come for hip hop, man. I think making sure that good business is done by your word.
Yeah.
That's very important. I think it's not exercised enough. So, like you said, breaking that stereotype, breaking that that cycle and showing people like, yo, we can do good business and it can be on a handshake or just by your word and not necessarily having to chase somebody down or anything like that. So that's dope, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. I shout out to him and shout out to OSBS. Also, I want to shout out to...
Wait, can I say one thing before we switch gears? Although there are, what you said kind of touched a lot of people and motivated people to get their stuff right, there's still like one thing that I've been noticing for the last few weeks for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's because I'm supposed to talk about it or it's just I'm just noticing that for the last couple of weeks. But people that reach out, specifically artists or managers that reach out to do business, whether it's with PR or radio personalities, DJs, know exactly what your intent is with the relationship that you're trying to build with somebody. Constantly I hear the terms, and I get it, we're in social media where things have to be 160 characters or less. But the notion of, hey, let's build, let's link, let's connect, let's work, and no follow-up as to what you want to actually do. Like, for me, if I get an email or somebody hits me up like, hey, I'd love to discuss some business with you, what's your email? Nothing's wrong with that. I actually don't mind that. But do your research. Like, bro, I'm accessible just like you're accessible. Mm-hmm. My stuff is on my bio. There's ways to fucking find me, for one. For two, we don't hide. For two, once you do have a connection, don't ask this. Like, for example, you DM me, and I'll let the email shit slide. Maybe you didn't see it, whatever, which... That's a note to a lot of people. Do your research. Look on people's page. Do your thorough research first. But if you, for whatever reason, you missed the email, don't see it, I give you my email, and you ask the same question when you email me, like, hey, let's work. Love to work. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to start doing is having motherfuckers write an essay. Nigga, give me 6 to 8 paragraphs as to what you trying to do.
What you trying to do?
What are you trying to do? How is this going to benefit? How can I be of service? And what are you trying to do as well?
Yeah.
Because that one sentence is not helping anybody. Yeah. And I think for you, and not only is it helpful for me to know exactly how I can be of service to you, but it'll help you create that vision as to what exactly you need.
Yeah.
And what you can do to provide that service as well. Or how it can be mutual beneficial for both parties.
Yeah.
Just let's link, let's work, let's connect, let's build. Nigga, how? Like that, I'm done with this. Just, I'm done with that, man.
Chuck on his DJ head.
Nah, man, it's
Chuck turning up.
I get a little annoyed. And I think it's because it happened literally 3 times this week.
Chuck turning up out here.
Hey, what's your email?
You the nice one. You better slow down.
But it's at the end of the day. So that lets you know that you got to do your shit. If it's rubbing me the wrong way and I'm the nice motherfucker, then you doing something wrong.
Yeah.
What's the email? It's in the bio. It's real easy.
Somebody just asked me if I still work at the radio station.
See, now that
in an email. Hey, you know, I don't know if you still at the station. Turn on the goddamn radio. You know what I'm saying? Every day. At 5:00.
Every day.
You can turn on the goddamn radio.
That's crazy. You can hear me every single day.
Every day.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think... I seen the homie Dame from Music Entrepreneur Club, and he had a post about. He said if I don't want to fuck this up. Hold on, he said. He said don't reach out to people you want to quote unquote network with asking Googleable questions.
Oh,
that shit is a bar.
Wait. Who posted that?
The homie Dame, man. Shout out to Dame.
I'm gonna repost that shit.
Music Entrepreneur Club. Shout out to Dame Ritter, man. Yeah, man, just a super cool. Matter of fact, speaking of which, they have this tour going on too for a lot of people that are into the music business, industry, artists, anybody that's within it. They did drop a lot of knowledge on Music Entrepreneur Club. I was actually one of the guests a few weeks back, but they have a tour coming to LA, I think April 7th. So if you're in the area or want to just get information, it's a dope conference going on. So shout out to him. But yeah, man, he said, don't reach out to people.
Where is that
you
at?
Want that's to network. Instagram? It's on his Twitter.
On his Twitter.
Dame yeah. underscore MEC. Shouts out to Dame, man. But yeah, that's so true. And I think I seen that today, and it made me think of the 3 or 4 responses or people that reached out to me this week. And I'm like, dude, I think I'm gonna take it an extra step of being petty and start posting some of the emails we get, because it's like you have to do better, man. And since we're on the notion of making sure, you know, since what you said sparked the conversation and seemed to really like get people doing it.
Yeah.
Just keep, I think that conversation has to continue, man.
We're going to wrap up right now, but I want to shout out to Hit-Boy. And
much love to Hit-Boy, man.
I was in the studio with Hit-Boy the other, like, 2 nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And
he got some shit.
And I had to tell, and what's dope is he was like, he watches the podcast clips, mm-hmm, and shit. And he's like, man, I was just telling somebody about the podcast shit. But aside from that, shout out to Hit-Boy, because Hit-Boy has always been somebody that you can talk to, mm-hmm, and he don't take it personal. Like, right, just same way I do with everybody else. I pull up and I tell niggas how it is.
Right.
And I told him, I said, bro, I'm so glad you back on your production. Like, cause he was doing his rapping thing. I said, bro, you way too talented not to be producing.
Right.
Like, people would kill to be able to produce like Hit-Boy. Yeah.
And, so, and not to not, to me, I think he's a decent rapper. He's actually really, to me, he's really good. I like the way he raps. But as far as production wise, yeah, he far exceeds the production.
I'm like, bro, focus.
Yeah.
Lock in and get that shit. And now he's on everything moving.
Oh man, he's on it.
And it's like he got the Nips record. Yeah. He got his own situation. I ain't gonna put his all business out there, but he got deals and he's doing soundtracks and like all kind of shit. And it was like, I'm so glad to hear that, because Hit-Boy, I feel like, went through this period where he was dormant. And I told him, now I was like, bro, you was dormant.
Yeah.
Don't ever allow yourself to be like that anymore. Like, you produce niggas in Paris.
That's right. That's
with Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Right.
Like, you a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. And so, like, he was like, man, like, I appreciate that shit. So, like, I just wanted to shout out to Hit-Boy.
One time for Hit-Boy, man.
Yeah.
He's a nigga from the IE.
He from the IE.
He's not Xavier.
He probably, his government name might be.
Hit-Boy, what's your name, man? No, it's like Chauncey. That. It's Chauncey. It is Chauncey.
Okay. Okay.
I believe. Hopefully I'm not wrong. I think that is it, man.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, I think that we're done, man. Make sure you tap in with everything that we got going on at Homegrown Radio. Wherever you're listening from, we appreciate it. Again, welcome to the Spotify listeners. Welcome back to the Spotify listeners. My boy Ellis has been asking me for like months, like, yo, when are you getting back on it? Finally hit him with the link. He was appreciative. And just everybody that tells us one listen at a time that they appreciate the podcast. You know, we look at the comments too. People that just appreciate it, man. So thank you guys for always listening and support us. Rate, subscribe, comment, do what you got to do, whatever platform you're listening from, and just spread the word.
Yep.
Homegrown Radio. All right, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, we out.